Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fred Spoot, Friday afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Jackson, man. You know what? On a good Friday, it's nothing good cue for the blues. Like, you know, talking to the good doctor, the doctor, and talking to the old Jackson, man, the five-head of sports.
Look, I was going to ask you a really nice, softballish, like, as a concerned friend question to start, too. Just to see if your people are okay in Mississippi after, like, that was just devastating to look at that on the news.
Yeah, it was devastating. That's the one thing about living in Mississippi, that natural disaster comes yearly, and, you know, it's harder every year that it's come, and the thing about it is you don't know it until it's too late. So it's one of those situations where I know some about my community in Mississippi. Oh, they will band together, and the people are. I'd have called and checked on a lot of people, and a lot of people are safe, but a lot of people are still looking for family members and stuff like that. So a very, very, very serious situation.
You know, and we have seen what happens, how people come together when things go wrong. It's amazing, like, having grown up in California and people say earthquakes. Well, if you live there, you do become immune to it until it happens. And like Florida, it's like the places in the Midwest with hurricanes, and you live there, you go, why do people stay? Because that's where you live.
It's your home, man.
Yeah, it's not your home. How do you build up? Well, you can't, and you don't, and it's something that one of the few times we all play on the same team together. That's the only good thing about it.
Oh, most definitely. And that's why I have a great appreciation for the DMV. The one thing that I found out when I moved here is no natural disaster. So we don't have that one thing yearly that forces us to put our guard up. You write about it. Living in it, sometimes you forget because you become immune to it sometimes.
Well, some people would disagree with the natural disaster part of the DMV when it comes to the thing we care most about, football. But anyway, let's pivot to this. What I mean, you're sitting here on the sidelines. I know you got high stakes in this thing. Have you been contacted by any of these groups yet, like Robert Griffin III, about coming in and putting your money in and being in the ownership group?
Do that. He can't do that. He can't. No, he wouldn't do Dan that way.
Hey, man, at the end of the day, the only thing better than having one billionaire friend is to have two. Like, the one thing Fred Smooth knows is not how to not step on toes. Like, I don't know who's coming. I don't know who's going to win the bid. I know the Magic Johnson group, that group. Owner already has a foot inside the door, meaning he owns some of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he don't have to go through the provisions that the other guys have to get through when it's come to getting accepted by the league, because this guy has already been accepted to the league. The only thing I say to this, may the best group win, but at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, who is not only going to have enough to acquire the team, who's going to have enough to build a stadium and get it done in D.C.? Who's going to have enough to get a new practice facility built? Who's going to have enough to invest in the things that you need to make sure this fan base feels love and getting these guys back. So at the end of the day, it's an inexact science that we're wishing. So that's why I ask people, watch for what you wish for. Because most of these guys, because they're billionaires and they became billionaires in other facets of life, doesn't mean they're going to be the best owner of a team. So, you know, sometimes we got to watch what we ask for.
Smoot, you understand that no matter what it's about winning. Do you feel like we're closer right now with Bienemy? It looks like there's a bit of stability. I don't know what they decided on the offensive line, but you as an insider, do you feel – I feel good about where we're going outside of the ownership move. The football operation, I think, is moving in the right direction.
You know what? And you're right. And here goes the thing about it, Doc. They really make this thing good, Doc. At the end of the day, we did it organically. All right, people always say we want to do it homegrown. We want to re-sign our own. We want to find talent. Well, we found talent in Cameron Curl. This in the lower rounds. All right, we found talent in the first round in Bloom with the Jonathan Allen, the Deron Payne, which you've already re-signed. You found a number one wide receiver, Terry McLaurin, that people say most definitely is a top 10 receiver in there. You got a Curtis Samuel who showed you I can do anything you asked me to do. You hit on a draft pick last year when you picked up Johan, that's what I call him, Johan Dotson, out there on the outside. You have the pieces. You have running backs in the backfield that can do things, and they can do things multiple ways. And then the thing about it is, the good thing, you got the ingredients. We know for a fact we got the ingredients. But if you ain't got no chef, your restaurant probably ain't five-star. Now with the enemy, we have that five-star chef to bring everybody in there and make sure everything tastes good. And see, when Grandma Cookie was different from this microwave society, see, they want it now. They want 30 seconds. They want that meal, but they want it to be good. But it's full of bad things. I'm talking about gluten and other things. But when Grandma cook it, it take a little time, but it tastes better. And that's what we're doing here. And the thing about it, we're going to see if this young wolf, this Sam Howe, the young wolf, we're going to see what he can do because he has nothing to say, you know, no excuses. In this situation, because you have everything you need to succeed. So at the least, you can be my Brock Purdy, meaning stay out of your own way and make plays when we ask you to. So, yeah, I'm looking for big things from this team. I'm looking for big – I think my expectations are higher than others because I know what this group is. I look at the group, I say, you got cornerbacks. You got leaders. You got people in the locker room. And then you add to the offensive line because that's what all I'm about. I'm about guys that move people. If you don't move people, you cannot win in this league.
Fred Smoot with us here on Burgundy Gold today. Team 980 streaming live on the free Odyssey app via the BetQL guest hotline. All right, you said all those things about the offense, and I agree with a lot of it, but you do have a lot to question a quarterback still. Are you one of these folks that is settled in on young Sam Howell or Jacoby Brissett, or would you like to see this team maybe be aggressive, especially if a new guy comes in and says, hey, go get me Lamar Jackson. He's just sitting there. He's doing nothing. Let's get him. What would you say to that?
First of all, you're greedy and you never satisfied. That's what I tell you, Mr. Sir. I know how you act, Jackson.
I'm not saying do that. I'm asking you if you feel that way.
Hey, and this is what I'm saying. In that situation, I have to say this. Wouldn't you love to have vintage Dan Snyder right now? because if you had 2005 perform Dan Snyder, Lamar Jersey would already be at FedEx Field.
Yeah, right, true now. That. Yeah, so, that's true.
And sometimes you got to watch for what you ask for. Listen. Situations have made it where we can't get in the sweepstakes. We can't get in the sweepstakes because we're going through a divorce. And when a household is going through a divorce, we're not looking to make investments. We're looking to split odds. And when you're going through that, you can't focus on the task at hand. And because we can't focus at the task at hand, we have to deal with the people that's in the building. And the person that's in the building right now has the capability of being a mixture of Tony Romo and Kurt Warner. He has a chip on his shoulder like Kurt Warner. He's been doubted like Kurt corner. Late draft pick like Tony Romo. Elusiveness in the hole like Tony Romo. Not your best athlete, but an athlete that can get it done. He can make every throw. And like I said, he's playing with a purpose and a hunger. And the one thing I know about knocking on people's door with big old dogs that they ain't fed in a while, you might get bit. So, you know what? I don't know what the young Wolf would do, but I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not mad they building a team first and having a cheap quarterback. And if he doesn't get the job done, you got a professional in Jacoby Brissett right behind him that I know can get you at least to the playoffs.
But Brissett seems almost too good to be true because you have a guy who's a great citizen, who's athletic, who can play. He's been Belichicked. And that, to me, is one of the things I always check. Has he been Belichicked? Been Belichicked, and now Bieniemy with this ingredients, and now that it is what we all knew and hoped it would be, a legitimate competition. That's a beautiful thing, man. We can't lose if we got two or three people in the house that can all play. I don't care who plays, but I need somebody in there that can get the job done. What I need from Fred Smoot, I don't feel comfortable without a bulldog. I need to know, is there a bulldog that we can get here in burgundy and gold?
Now, you know what? Now that you said that, let me address Jacoby first, and then I get to that dog. Listen, with Jacoby Brissett, it's like when your daughter bring that guy home. He's a lawyer. His daddy was a lawyer. His granddaddy was a judge. He actually cool, you know. He done been from the suburbs to the hood, so he got a little. He's just too good to be true. I'm talking about so good that you got to go in the back and have a family meeting doing dinner because you can't believe.
So this is when Jack, like Jack, when Jack went to meet the first lady's family, it was that kind of setup. Yeah.
Oh, Jack brought his representative. This ain't who he is 365 days. He brought his representative who eats, you know, to make sure he eats a certain way. He doesn't chew food the same way.
Yep.
He talks to you. He used that Old Dominion scholarship to make things happen.
Yep.
So guess what? You got to understand, guys like that always got a plan. And Jacoby said, plan is this. I will be your substitute teacher as long as you need me to be. But if you give me a chance to play, I promise you I'm going to make it hard for you to breathe. And that's what this guy's going to do. And I love competition. I've been in rooms, DB rooms, when I started off, me, Champ Bailey, Dale Green, and Deion Sanders. I went on, it was me, Sean Spring, Carlos Rogers, D'Angelo Hall, Sean Taylor, competition is healthy for the blood. And when you get into games, the games become easy. And that's what I'm looking for this defense doing for our young quarterback is leaning on him, beating on him at practice. And Bieniemy ain't going to like that. He's very competitive. I practiced against him when he was the running back coach in the Vikings. He is very competitive in practice. He ain't willing to lose 5-6 days a week to them. So I'm going to be very eager to see that competition. But Bulldogs is one Emmanuel Ford. They got a greyhound in Mississippi right now. Emmanuel Ford, they say he ain't but 166 pounds. I won but 170. Sometimes things come in unicorn packages. And you want to talk about a guy with the ball skills of Deion Sanders. Yes, I said it. He broke the NCAA record with 6 touchdowns, ran back, 4 over 70-plus yards. I 14 said 15 interceptions. Total career there. All he did was check the people from Alabama, you like, the people from Tennessee, the people from Georgia. He made sure they didn't see the day of life. So at the end of the day, if you want to get a real dog, because we got St. Juice on one side, and he ain't what you call an interception hound. He one of them guys that don't allow catches. Now, on the other side, you need a ball hawk. You need a thief. All right? And I tell you like this, it's a thief in Mississippi by the name of Emmanuel Ford that will get the job done.
Sound like Sean Springs. Is he that good?
Oh, listen. His ball skills are better than Sean Springs. And when he gets the ball
come on,
in his
Smooth.
Hands,
come on, Smooth. Better than Sean like Springs?
Yeah, better than Bluefoot. And not only is it better than Bluefoot, when he gets the ball in his hand, he's offensive. Like he told me. Offensive players can't tackle. And he's proven that every time you get the ball in this guy's hands, he scores 6 TDs. I've seen this man pick off a bubble screen from the outside corner. Ask Will Levis when he makes you drop in the draft. Last time Will Levis played him, his stock dropped tremendously because he took him back 70. Let me tell you something. He's a present from God. It just comes wrapped in a very thin package. And that's okay, too.
Hmm. Fred Smoot with us here on Burgundy Gold today. Team 980 streaming live in the free Odyssey app. Now, I know you've watched most of these quarterbacks because it seems like a lot of the ones we're talking about are in the SEC that could go very early in this draft. What are your thoughts? Let's start with Bryce Young and then go through the rest of them that are considered high picks at this point. But do you have any concerns about Bryce Young, first and foremost, with him being able to handle the rigors of the NFL because of his size and his physique?
No, I'm not. I'm not worried about him. You know, he's another skinny guy. Y'all going to learn about these slim reapers. They say Devontae Smith was too skinny. All he did was win a Heisman, come in the league, and go to the Super Bowl. Help a team do that. So, listen, the oddities, that's what you want to find in football. It's a reason why these guys are good, because at the end of the day, they have to use other things to make sure they stay in the game and are playing at a high level. That's why I say I like unicorns. That's why I like a guy like Donnell Washington from Georgia, that big old tight end, because he could change stuff. He's one of them guys that you get. They're just different in that way. So at the end of the day, I just think we overthink things. And when we look at guys and we say what their size is, or we say what they are and what they ain't, can they play football? Did you go here for a bodybuilder, or did you come here to find a football player with a high IQ that all you need to do is coach up? If you get those type players in this locker room, it just becomes different, man. Like I said, everything we get now is icing on the cake because of free agency, they set themselves up to do something that's very smart, and that's draft best player available. You filled in some holes on the offensive line. You filled in some holes at linebacker. By the way, I like that Jack Campbell from Iowa. I think he's different. He's one of those unicorns I'm talking about. At the end of the day, You can really just get best player available, and that allows them to add nothing but talent to this team.
You see any unicorns at quarterback?
Quarterback unicorns. Well, the unicorn is Anthony Richardson. He has the highest ceiling out of the group. He's a faster version of Cam Newton, but he needs to be nurtured like Patrick Mahomes. So the perfect home for him would be the Seattle Seahawks, because he'll get to sit behind Geno. He'll get to learn behind Geno, because you can't throw him to the wolves. If you throw him to the wolves, he becomes Jamarcus Russell. All right, that's the difference. So at the end of the day, let him bake. Let him stew right now. He has the highest ceiling. The safest guy, C.J. Stroud, he's the safest guy. He's ready to play from day one. He's the best thrower of the ball. Now, Bryce Young is a point guard. Think of him like Chris Paul. He does nothing great, but he does everything good. And he'll be fine seeing behind the line. He's similar to Drew Brees. He don't throw over the line. He throw between the lines. He throw between the tackles, between the guards, on the outside lanes. He got great touch on the ball. Now this Will Levis. I don't know. I know this. If there's five quarterbacks going in the first round, we know from history, three of these guys or two and a half of these guys will be a bust.
Yep.
Every year we watch them build up some quarterback and give us the reasons why not he didn't do good in college and why he's going to be a great pro. Well, if you didn't do good in your first job, you probably won't do good if I elevate you. All right? And when I keep watching this Will Levis, I just see a guy that quarterbacks, they going to promote you before they demote you. But I think Herndon Hooker from Tennessee is a lot better than him. He reminds me of a 2000 version of Randall Cunningham, the way he eludes and the way he throws the deep ball.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's the guy I was telling to Jack that I believe, and no, Bobby Bethard, who would go and get a guy who's injured.
Yeah, why not?
I would go, because to me, seeing him do it against the big boys when he was healthy, to me, if health is the only reason that the Volunteers weren't in the final game, because this boy here, to me, is special.
Yeah, and he's older, and he's 25 right now, so somebody's going to have to be a little patient with him. And you're right, I would put a draft. I mean, but his stock is rising, even though he's hurt. I think they are looking at the tape and letting the tape speak for itself, but he will be one of those guys. And this is a deep, deep draft. I keep looking at this draft, it's going to – some jobs will be lost, and that's why you didn't see a big run on free agents, because you can replace guys all the way to the seventh round with this draft pick. If you name a position, I can tell you five guys. I want some offensive linemen out of this draft. They're done there right, man. Watch Tennessee tape and watch the Packer done there right.
Tell me
if he like defensive player, because he don't like defensive player. He don't like nobody that plays on that side of the ball. He makes sure that you know it. And the better player, ask Will Anderson what he'll like to do to you. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I'm telling you, like this, he treats him like a stepson. Mm-hmm. The thing, it's a lot. And that's from the cornerback position, from the linebacker position, Drew Sanders from Arkansas, long-range linebacker that can do pretty much anything. That Nolan Smith, I'm telling you right now, Nolan Smith could be the Micah Parsons out of this group. He could be most definitely Micah Parsons. I'm telling you that now. I'm telling you, Waver said, you know, I ain't scared to tell you, I told you so.
You love that. Yeah. You're great. Yeah. You're the best.
Well, you and she and you two guys, you all over it.
Hey, I got to tell you, and a safety out of Boise State, J.L. Skinner, he's 6'4". It's some unicorns in this draft that if you take your time and pick them, you will have some guys that can make a difference. And that's why I say I love that done at Washington. Mark my word, he'll be Gronkowski in less than 2-3 years.
Awesome.
Imagine Sam Howell having that big weapon.
Jack, we got to get him in the front office.
I know.
What is he doing?
Why the new owners are paying attention.
And doing all them.
Smoot, have a great weekend, buddy. Thank you, as always.
Be careful, Fred.
Hey, we enjoy it, man. It's springtime, and baseball is here. How about that baseball yesterday? I enjoyed that baseball yesterday. So, hey, I'm enjoying life right now.
Always. All right. Fred Smoot, have a great one. Always great to talk to you.
At F Smoot.
21 Sean T on Twitter, joining us here in Burgundy and Gold.
Give our best to Dan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.